Phil, do they do a lot of flowers for Passover?
Well, sometimes people get a little confused of their cultural background. And so, yes, in the assimilation process of the last 150 years, there are Easter things that pop up.
150 years? The Christians have been trying to assimilate you guys for the last 2,000.
Well, you got to give them something to do.
Time for our Local Hero Spotlight with Phil Korman from CISA, the local hero folks, and Judy Bordenuck from 16 Acres Garden Center. And you brought in some lovely flowers that look perfect for Easter or for Passover if you want them.
Which is spring, right?
It's all spring. And all, I mean, first of all, as an aside, all of the Easter traditions that you probably celebrate, except for going to church, are all pagan. So enjoy that, Christians. And tell me about what flower you brought here.
Well, I brought the hyacinth because to me, the hyacinth is the smell of spring. It has a sweet, sweet fragrance.
You don't even need to bring it over here, Phil. I can smell it. I've been trying for years to train my smell to be more acute because it's our underappreciated scents. And it's so important for making your life more magnificent, and especially in regards to food and beverage and wine. Smelling and tasting is such an amazing.
I think smells bring memories back so strongly.
Yeah.
And it puts me right in spring before the temperature is breaking 60. So thank you so much for bringing
it. You're very welcome. I'm glad to bring it to you. And we do grow them at the garden center along with daffodils. We have lilies available also for the upcoming Easter holiday. Tulips.
It's funny because your mouth actually reminds me of a flower.
Oh, really?
Tulips.
Oh, tulips.
That's like the only joke my dad ever tells.
Oh, wow.
And you can see why he doesn't tell many more jokes. But a 16-acre garden center is like something you've been involved with your whole life, right?
Yes. Mom and Dad started the business 57 years ago.
Wow.
And we are located in Springfield next to Western New England University on Wilbraham Road. My father is Ukrainian. And his parents came from the old country, and they farmed the land over there and passed that love of plants down to my father.
Do you make Ukrainian eggs, too?
I make Ukrainian galumpkis.
Oh, okay. It's the Ukrainian eggs. That's like, you talk about really Easter egg decorating. That's the real one that go there. So what do you remember growing up at 16 Acres in Springfield?
You know, my dad was always working. Weekends are the time when people want to plant. So weekends in the spring, mid-April to mid-June, he was always very, very busy planting geraniums, one of the biggest things that we sell.
Yeah.
We sell memorial tributes. People like to put geraniums on the gravesite.
I like the semi-romantic story you shared with me about your father and the delay of the wedding to your mother.
Well, Mom and Dad were supposed to get married at a certain time, and my father postponed the wedding because he had to dig the gladiola bulbs.
Like postponed it for hours or days or years?
I think a few months. it started out as a farm stand, and my grandparents had a little vegetable garden, and they sold veggies on the side of the road and found that there was a need for gladiolas because back then you couldn't just go to the florist and buy cut flowers. So they had a gladiola field, and that's really how 16 Acres Garden Center started with a gladiola field.
I love gladiola.
I think if you haven't been there, it's hard to imagine that in Springfield, obviously a city and urban, that there are just this amazing oasis of all these greenhouses that they have and all these plants from veggie starts to flowers to landscaping to trees, and it's all in one place. And that the folks there, a lot of them trained at Stockbridge and have been working there for years.
We have a wonderful staff of people who really care about what they're doing. They care about the plants that we're producing, the customers that come in. They're so happy to be there, feeding their happy hobby in the spring. We have so many wonderful plants, and especially Mother's Day is my favorite time of the year because you go in the greenhouse and you're just overwhelmed with such beauty, and the scent is so beautiful.
It's great to know that you grew up doing this and you still appreciate it to that level.
It's a lot of work, I do have to say, and you know, sometimes it's taxing because you have to work weekends, but overall, it's definitely a labor of love.
Did you envision yourself taking over the business when your parents started this 57 years ago? Or did you have other aspirations and just get drawn back into the world of the hyacinth with those tulips of yours?
I did think about it. That's why I decided to go to school for business.
Uh-huh.
but my other siblings are involved. My sister runs the floral and gift shop. My sister Deb, my brother Steve, he's the general manager. He takes care of a lot of purchasing and a lot of the operations. And I am in the office and all around the place.
So what is it like to be in business for decades with your siblings and have Dad still tell you what to do?
Well, I don't know that Dad tells us what to do, but he may make some suggestions.
And just like all kids, you roll your eyes at your parents and move on and do what you were going to do anyway.
But we can learn so much from him because, you know, he started this business and he worked so hard to make it what it is today. We did help him along the way, but it was his child. My mother had 5 children. My father had 16 Acres Garden Center.
Judy Bordenick, who's taken over this legacy family business after 57 years.
57 along with my siblings.
Yikes.
Don't forget about that.
So I know you have some a day coming up where you sort of like, you know, bring people in. It's spring, and even though you've been here through the winter and the thaw of all that, but that's April 27th, the Saturday?
This year it's April 27th because Easter is late this year. Easter's on the 21st, so we bumped it up a week, which is fine because it'll be warmer, the weather will be better, but it's usually our kickoff to the season, and we have an abundance of products and plants available for customers, as well as many vendors on board that can answer questions. We have a lot of free raffles. We also cook hot dogs for our customers.
Nice.
My husband gets his big old Weber grill. And last year we cooked 1,000 hot dogs.
Wow. That's
so
a lot of hot dogs.
They're better on a grill with charcoal.
I agree. Judy Bordenock from 16 Acres Garden Center, Wilbraham Road in Springfield, right next to WNU, Western New England University, and Phil Corman from CESA, who are hosting once again Field Notes, an afternoon of storytelling the Sunday before Thanksgiving. And you got to get your pitches in before
by May 3rd. So you go to buylocalfood.org/pitch.